USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said Tuesday that American households should expect to receive their $600 economic impact payments very soon. The government will begin sending out paper checks today. Americans with direct deposit information on file with the IRS should receive their money even quicker. Individuals earning more than $87,000 or married couples earning more than $174,000 are ineligible for payments. Luke Letlow, the newly elected member of Congress from Louisiana, died Tuesday night from complications related to COVID-19. A Shreveport doctor says Letlow was in critical condition but showed signs of improvement when he suffered a fatal heart attack. Senators in Argentina voted Wednesday to legalize abortion in the first 14 weeks of pregnancy. President Alberto Fernandez has pledged to sign the bill into law. It's a major break from the rest of Latin America, a region known for its socially conservative views on abortion. This is USA Radio News.
Yes, you hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on
it. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Girardi, Rockstar Radio.
I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you.
Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER.
Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use them.
TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Another legal challenge to lockdown orders by state governors goes in favor of we the people. USA Radio News Tim Berg explains.
A federal appeals court blocked restrictions on the size of religious gatherings put in place by New York Governor Andrew Cuomo in response to the pandemic. The Second Court of Appeals voted 3-0 to side with an Orthodox Jewish group as well as the Diocese of Brooklyn. The judge writing the restrictions strike at the very heart of the First Amendment. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Colorado has confirmed the first known U.S. case of a new coronavirus strain that was first identified in the United Kingdom. The patient is a man in his 20s who is recovering in Elbert County outside of Denver, Colorado. It should be noted he has no travel history and no close contacts, and public health officials were conducting an investigation. Health experts in the United Kingdom and United States said the strain seems to infect more easily than others, but there is no evidence it is more deadly. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Folks in California are not happy with the actions of Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom during the pandemic. The efforts to recall Newsom is getting support in the form of big money. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
An effort to recall California Governor Gavin Newsom over his coronavirus restrictions received a large financial boost Tuesday from an Orange County firm. The campaign received a $500,000 donation from an Irvine-based consulting firm. California Congressman-elect Daryl Issa says Newsom needs to take the effort seriously. He tells Fox News that people are fed up with his restrictions, especially when he won't follow them himself.
It can happen. It can only happen if the governor continues to go in the wrong direction. There's an old expression, if you want to get to the wrong place, keep going in the wrong direction. And, you know, at any time he could choose to start empowering businesses rather than ordering them shut down. Tonight I went to a restaurant that was open because most of our restaurants are open. They're observing social distancing, but they've had enough of his orders when, in fact, he doesn't even believe in them himself. And as you said, he goes to a very expensive restaurant with a lot of people and no mask and then tells businesses they have to shut down.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Newsom has been the Golden State's governor for about a year. His resume also includes California Lieutenant Governor and Mayor of San Francisco. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.